This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It to Butler, left side. They double him on the catch. Draymond comes up. Pass backwards to Curry. Curry for three. No. Tipped up and in. Podziemski tipped it in with the right hand. Timeout Memphis, and the Warrior bench explodes. And Greets Podziemski, who has an unbelievable tip.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That might have been the play of the game right there, thanks to Tim Roy. 95.7 The Game. On the call, Pod's tip with a minute to go. Minute 11. Puts him up five.
It was off a miss, and he went up.
By the way, I don't want to talk too much about this, but Evans just informed us that, according to Sham Sharania of ESPN, the league's looking into Ja Morant being an idiot.
Oh, no!
What was he doing? He's probably going to get suspended. That was the gun gesture, Steiny. And you got to smile like, grow up. We thought you grew up, Ja.
He's got priors.
Man, he is in the system.
The NBA's looking into that.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, they're going to come up with something.
You see his dad?
I did not.
She's causing ruckus, man.
What happened? I didn't see.
T. Morant being like T. Morant. Just thinking this about, I hate people that draw attention to
what did he
themselves.
Do? I was watching the game.
Just John.
Where was
with
he?
A front row.
Oh, I didn't.
Yeah, all black with the shades on. It's not about your pops. And I just, again,
so,
Evan, I'm
so
not,
you don't like somebody wearing shades indoors?
No, I don't like people drawing attention to themselves.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? What? I'm
why
sorry.
Am
what
I seeing your pearly whites?
Well, I'm sorry. What did you? You said you wanted to talk about something.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of bringing attention to yourself. There was something you wanted to bring up. And it wasn't T. Morant's dad.
I see you laughing, but if you know me, you know I want to do a documentary to where we follow men and women immediately after they get their hair cut or their hair done. There's just naturally something to, oh my gosh. And as soon as I saw Steph with the fresh cut line, I text you all, text Bonte, and Bonte, my brother, brought it up on the post game. But you got to text Molly to lay off me. He did the guru a what again? But I'm not bringing attention to myself.
No, of course not.
But no. Dude, Vontae, what up, Loke? But Steph went for 50 with the fresh cut. Any correlation?
You whatever, got a lot of whatever hair time you last think, night.
Bro. Whatever you think, bro. Whatever you think, bro.
That's what
sure.
The job, that's
yeah,
what
sure.
The, that's what the job
sure, great
entails.
Call. Take a victory lap. There you go.
You know what? I'm
and
not
then
now.
Run backwards for the dominoes take in Miami. And hey, you know what? And
I for stand
all,
on
and
that.
And for all you people out there, you people that think I go after Guru, turn your attention to Chris Mullin. Yeah,
that's my guy. But boy, Festus did say he must have saw something because That man was fresh, Donnie. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. And Evan just came in here and talked about, has there been any other score in the association or guard or player at 37 putting up these numbers? So that's why I get excited about the future. I know it's about now, but serious, partner.
Yeah, I'm
talk to me.
What? Like, I just don't think, when I see Steph do that, I just don't think about the future. I think about, wow, look what he did right now. Okay,
but since Jimmy's been here, Evan gave us this. Steph has averaged 28 a game. So now you talk about the longevity, and I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, is I sat here and we talked about bilateral tendonitis all season long. Nobody's thinking that. This dude just looks great right now, and they look great, and they're climbing the standings. This is awesome, man. We are lucky right now. Wherever this thing ends, it looks like, Steiny, we're going to get a 7-game series. I'm hoping it's not on the road, but I'm being greedy, and there's nothing wrong with that when you're trying to jockey for position.
888-957-9570 is the number. Last night was one of those games where there were literally dozens and dozens of facets to it.
God.
It was one of those games where there were, felt like infinitely, so many important plays. Which ones did you guys think stuck out? 888-957-9570 is the number. And, look at this, Goo. I took 4 pages of notes last night.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I was locked in, just like the chef.
That's beautiful.
And let me see. Oh.
Did you once think about the guys that didn't play? I'm sorry. Kuminga or Payton?
Literally, not for a second.
Yeah, I text Yasky and the Vine.
Okay.
When they were down 4-3-38, like, we need somebody else. And
like who?
Payton or Kuminga.
Mm.
But they fixed it. But I was just, like, I can't ignore that. That's all. I'm just putting respect on those two guys now.
Well, with all due respect, I think we should ignore Kuminga today. Because there's no upside in discussing Kuminga today. He didn't play.
No,
they won a big game.
I'm not saying we should. I got you. But I just, I want to be whole.
All right, you want me to? Here, I'll start and end the Kuminga discussion. If you're wondering why, look, Moody is maximizing his game.
Facts.
Kuminga's got to start maximizing his game.
Mm.
And he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. But he's not in this one today,
yeah.
Kuminga.
Yeah.
Some of the notes I take, I realize when I look the next day, they're kind of harsh.
Can you share the one about Jaren Jackson Jr. that Evan
and I also,
almost spit out his coffee?
I also make a note of the time of the game where I say it so that you don't, if I say it, you don't say, well, it's obvious. This one, I wrote this one down with 8:30 remaining in the first quarter. 3.5 minutes into the game.
I think Jackson might have had his second foul.
JJ, I shouldn't say this, but JJJ, just so dumb. And he always has.
And you wrote D-U-M-B?
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Stoney.
He's just not. He's got great talent, but it's time for. I mean, he's got to be smarter. Goodness gracious.
Did you hear Draymond talk to him after the – I don't know if we got it on the board, but I heard the morning guys play where he was like – you got to get to the point of your career to where you don't get ticky-tack fouls, dude.
Well, Draymond, because he's a Michigan State grad, he offers him encouraging words of criticism.
It's huge for Jimmy to do that. I'm disappointed in Jaren. As you know, I got a lot of love for him. That's my Spartan dog. He's too good to still be getting in foul trouble. A couple of them fouls he picked up, like he can stay away from those.
And he meant it, and he can't. It's not his kryptonite. Like, a couple of them were just CYO running over the. It's not football, Triple J.
And the Draymond gives advice to those guys he likes. He didn't say much about Edie. Leroy in Oakland.
Our man.
What's up, Leroy? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo? Hey. Happy hump day.
Yes, sir.
Great game by the Warriors. Everybody knows I'm a lifelong Warrior, and it was really great to see because going into the game last night, I was really concerned, and it's kind of been, the storyline, the Warriors against big teams, you know, how are they going to do? They don't do well. Two of my best friends who I've been talking sports with for a long time, you know, Reggie and Trent, they have always believed that we need a big man. And even up until 3 or 4 days ago, they were worried. And so I came into the game last night saying, okay, let me see if Steve Kerr can figure out a lineup that is going to beat teams that are bigger than him. And boy, hats off to Steve Kerr last night. I hope this is a sign that he says, forget everybody that talks about we need a big man, we need a big man. You know, I'm going to put this stuff to sleep and show you that I have a formula for that. So if that's any indication of last night, you know, they were much bigger than us, and we seemed to handle them well. So if that's any indication of how we're going to go forward and play teams that are bigger than us, I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged, and I hope it continues.
Good call, Lee.
I mean, Warriors had 15 offensive rebounds.
Man, Guy Santos had he came up big in that category too. But I'll say this real quick, Stoney, to Leroy's point. And Ja was incredible. But when I look at a team like Memphis, and I'm enjoying the win, I am, they don't have an adult in the room. They don't have that Chris Paul type of guy when stuff is, you know, when it's go time to keep everybody in order. You know who has that? The Lakers. I think that they're smarter than Memphis, but yet we still got the dub. But you know, if a better team ran with a smarter or a more button up group, maybe when you're down 4 or 3:38, they close that out. So it's give and take. But I look at Memphis like they're missing that grown up in the room, man.
Yeah, it looked like that last night, and that's been the part of the Memphis Grizzlies that has held them back over the years. They just don't do it.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enough, yeah. Consistently against good teams to ever win most of those games. And we had the stat yesterday. They haven't won a game against a team over 500 in 2 months.
Man.
So that's a team that looked like it was kind of a last-ditch effort. They've now lost four in a row, and now the Golden State Warriors have surpassed them in the standings.
Yeah, and don't forget Looney. Three offensive rebounds, and Guy had four, so seven between the two, and Looney with another three, Stoney. Watch out now.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, you got a lot to be excited about after this one. And also, where does this one rank for Steph? I mean, I know he's had too many for us to make a list, but
this is one.
I mean, this has got to be up there. I mean, he's 37 years old, and he had 52 points in the biggest game of the year, and one everybody was talking about. So that one belongs in Curry's top 30 games, probably?
Yeah,
it's probably one of his top 30.
I'm going 15 only because...
My point is he's had a million of them, so I don't know. I don't know how many he's had.
But not with the stakes this big. Because when they won the... in 2022, they got up to that great start, so they kind of knew where they were going to be at. This is we're fighting for our lives. And when Durant was here, they never had to worry about the seeding because they knew they were better than everybody. This one was like, there was a lot riding on it. And it's so funny, and rightfully so. We talked about Jimmy. What Jimmy are we going to get? And Curry comes out there and just goes off. 52, and then Jokic follows up that on the same night with 60-point triple-double. You can't ask for nothing better.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, just, I mean, how encouraged are you after that game last night? And, you know, listen, we all know my partner, and we all love our partner. And quite frankly, he's one of the best men I've ever met. He gets excited about this team, watches a game like last night and says all things are possible. Anybody else watching that game last night being really excited about it, but a little concern anywhere? Was there any concern in that game? Even though it was probably the best game the Warriors played this season, how are we feeling, I guess, is my question to Golden State Warrior fans.
Let me ask you this.
Just one game, but it was a big one.
How did Memphis get back in that game? If somebody asked you that, how would you answer that?
They started playing harder than they did in the first quarter.
Start hitting shots. And Curry at the end, Stoney, I know he's going for the record, but going for the win, most importantly. I was like, man, somebody's got to step up.
No, he said he was going for the record.
Oh,
yeah, till the fourth quarter, and then he missed two, and then he said, okay, let's try to win.
Yeah. Clay's got it.
He had it on his mind, but... you know, that's the other thing. He gets it. He knew he had a bunch, and he figured, you know what, let me try to get a couple more early in the fourth. He missed them, and then he was like, okay, enough of that. Let's get back to business. 888-957-9570. Let's go to OG in the Mita. What's going on, OG? How you doing?
Good morning. It's great to hear from you guys. I'm great to take my call. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kuminga.
Oh, no.
At this point. Yeah, we got it, though. Yeah, it's the big elephant in the room.
But he's not in the room.
He's not in the room.
We do rats.
On you to communicate to him.
All right.
So, yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm messing.
He's done. It's this year, okay? He's going to be good someday, but it ain't fast enough for Steph. We should trade him when we had the chance. We didn't. If it were fiscally possible to keep Wiggins instead of him, the team would be so much better. It wasn't because of contracts. I understand that. But it's not going to be like that forever. He doesn't fit. And you got to open your eyes and realize he's going to be good someday, not soon enough for Steph.
Thanks, OG. Appreciate it.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, Steph got about another maybe 5 years left. Now, do you keep this up? 37 doesn't look like he's slowing down, man.
Well,
today is not the day to fight me on that. That's
no,
all.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. I'm a back off.
Yeah, no doubt, Priest. My man.
Where's Priest been?
Man.
By the way, you know who was in his bag last night?
Kevin, no.
Kalena Azubuike.
They always are. Give me something.
I'll give you two things. He used a great term. It was, like, I think, late in the third. Warriors got up 15 or 17. Memphis came in. Memphis, Cape Kelman, got to 4, back to 10, back to 3, back to 7. And he said, Warriors have done a great job tonight of stiff-arming the Memphis Grizzlies. Thought it was a great.
I get it.
Great analogy.
Go ahead, Kalena.
Like a football player, stiff arm. They kept keeping them off.
We get it.
Do you?
Stiff
arm. Then I don't know why you don't think it's as good a line as I do. And then he said something to me that also resonated.
Pods can dunk.
About Pods.
You guys, man.
And we can get into this a little bit.
What did he say?
Pods took a charge, and Kalena goes, you know, he's such a high IQ. And I was thinking, don't say player. Please don't say player. And he said, he's such a high IQ charge taker. And I was like, that's right. He is a high IQ charge taker. Very specific and absolutely on the money. What are you smiling about, Evan?
That's such a random thing.
I know. I know, but it's so precise.
He's got it mastered.
I have to praise him for it.
Yeah, but that's like talking about all right, you know, Steiny, you are a high IQ, you know, transitioner of radio.
Yeah. Well,
it's like the one thing that you're good at when there's about 85 other things you need to be responsible for on the air.
Well, I'm just saying that
he's smarter than I think you give him credit. That's the wrong word.
I don't think he's cerebral.
But he led the team last year, standing a plus minus. He's the point guard on this team. So where he gets in trouble to me is he tries to do too much individually.
Yeah, well, that's cerebral.
But as far as getting the ball, passing, taking the charges.
Yeah, taking a charge to me is a skill, and he's got it down to a science. Yeah. But you know what? I do not think that Brandon Pajemski is a high IQ all-around player.
But you wouldn't say.
I just don't.
Are you all the way to low IQ? Because
no,
I'm not.
No.
You can't do what he does being low. You just said, hi. I had to ask that.
Yeah, I mean, look.
I don't think Kalena thinks he is either.
Correct.
That's why he was so specific.
That's right. Mm. I mean, I don't want to nitpick Pods, but yeah. Since everybody thinks we nitpick Kuminga, I mean, Pods was not great last night. In fact, you know, it's so funny because the play he makes, that's the play of the game.
Yeah.
You know, people love that, but at least one other time in that game last night, he finds himself under the basket trying to get an offensive rebound. If he doesn't get it, it's a fast break at the other end because he's not back for defensive balance. So, like, he's got to pick his spots when he wants to go in there. Like, it's great that he can go in there and get some defensive offensive rebounds. But he's also, you know, his first thing is probably he's got to get back. Mm. And there was a play last night where he flew in just like the game winner. He didn't get it. He ends up by the stanchion, and Memphis comes back and has a fast break. So it's like, you know, just stuff like that. But
they'll be the younger guys collectively again. We pointed out because everybody deserves some love. But you know, you talked about experience, and maybe this will bode well for them tomorrow. For the young guys too, Stoney, Thursday, Friday with the back-to-back with Denver, and then Sunday at home against the Rockets. So you got to start somewhere is what I'm saying.
Let's go to Scott in Pleasanton. What's going on, Scott? How you doing, man?
Good, Stoney. Thanks for having me on, Stoney and Guru. You know, I think, Guru, we really got to get behind Moody, man. You put a lot of emphasis on Kuminga. But he showed up last night, and he was the reason and the anchor why we were able to stabilize and allow our superstars to come back from that game. You got a high power offense in the Memphis Grizzlies. That's why they came back. And this is a team that usually pushes the Warriors around or pushes them to the brink. We were able to get Butler back to stabilize as well and allow us to get our footing underneath us and get the victory. I think without Moody, I think we lose by double digits in that game. And he's been time in, time again, showing up every game. And we've really got to recognize what he's bringing to this team. He brings defense. He brings the auxiliary things that we don't necessarily see on the score sheet that really emphasizes how strong this team can be as we make a push to the playoffs.
Now, hey, before you go, I'll say this, and Stoney can back me up. If you listen to the show, I've been a big fan of Moody, even before he kind of, you know, had this breakout season. So, and I just gave him some love earlier. It's not missed by me. What he brings and everything he brings is not captured in the box score. But Stoney and I have had fights over what Moses Moody is, and he has solidified the spot on this team. So I have no qualms with what you're saying.
Yeah, I think some of the weight just needs to be pushed more towards his way, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the guys that are on the court and make sure that they get the proper air versus maybe those guys that aren't yet on the court yet. And I think the other thing before we close, we got to figure out where Buddy Hield puts his places on this team.
Mm.
The challenge I see is we need him to give points if he's on the court. I see him passing, and Steiny and Goo, I know you watch a lot of tape. He passes up a lot of open shots, and I'm still scratching my head. What's mm-hmm. his place on the team if he's not going to shoot the ball?
Yeah, I mean, I got you with Buddy Hield. We can talk about Buddy on the other side.
But see, I feel like they get in the zone, Steiny, and take the shot away. That's what I've been noticing. And Memphis, outside of Steph, defended the three line pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, he got seven threes up and not a lot of playing time. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Matt Nahegan, our boss, put together a little montage
uh-oh.
Of Steph Curry's 12 three-pointers last night. Enjoy.
Curry weaving in traffic, turns, fires, splash! Number 30 with a three. Spins it out to Draymond. Back to Curry. It's a relocation three, and it's good on the left wing. Curry backs up, shoots a deep three over Edie and hit it! Oh, my goodness. Curry, left sideline, and shoots a three right in front of the Grizzly bench and hits it. He is on fire right now. Butler in deep, draws a crowd. Back to Draymond. Hand off Curry. Off the screen. It's a three, and it's good! Curry knocks out another one. His fifth three. He's got a 19-point first quarter. Curry at midcourt, guarded by Aldama, takes a deep three right on the logo. Aldama didn't know what to do, so he backed away. And Curry said, thank you very much. Pass over to Curry. Curry in the corner, takes it away from Wells, and hits a three. Steph Curry, 29-point first half. Curry, though, takes a quick three and hit it from the right sideline. He's got a 32-point half. What the heck? You don't need a two-for-one when you've got Curry. My goodness. Draymond sets the screen for Curry. He takes a three. It's up and good. What a smart play by Draymond Green. Curry takes a left side triple. It's good. He's got 38 now. Curry takes it down the middle of the floor. Stops and shoots another three. It's good. Straight on. His 11th three. Back over to Draymond. To Curry. Left corner. Lets it fly. Three ball. Left corner pocket. Warriors take the lead 121-120. Curry's got a 50-point game. That was ridiculous.
This from the text line. Wow. Steiny never ceases to amaze me.
Well,
Pajemski has a skill for taking charges? Question mark. Taking a charge is not a basketball play. I coached high school and AAU for 25 years and never once taught a player to stand with arms folded and try to get them to run into them. We taught them to stop the ball. Taking a charge is absolutely a basketball play if the defender realizes the offensive player is out of control. And Pods has a knack for doing that.
And it's a brave act, too. Because everybody ain't doing that.
The other thing is, a lot of teams practice taking charges. And I agree, it's sometimes not a basketball play, especially when big men are sliding over. But, I mean, to not acknowledge that Pods is good at that, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And you know what? Can I take a cheap shot?
You're the best.
Of course you didn't coach that. You coached AAU. That's a fundamental play. I get why you wouldn't teach it. I'm being mean-spirited.
Yeah.
But no, I do think it's a basketball play at times.
Hell yeah, it is, man. And it's a brave play. That's what I love about it. Everybody's not trying to do that. So it's like, remember you said you were having some fun. Rebounding wasn't defense. It is.
Okay.
But taking a charge is, yeah, man.
Right. So,
you got to have guts.
Right. And just all I ever say about that is stay consistent. Then acknowledge that Russell Westbrook is an above average defender because he averages 10 rebounds a game.
Oh, in his prime, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, never mind that he got driven by 17 times in a game. As long as he got 10 rebounds, he can go into the locker room and say, I was great on defense today.
And a really good contest on that last play.
That was wow. Well, people are hot, man. That would have been a perfect night. It still was a great
worry
night.
About your own team.
Yeah, there you go. But you're looking at the NBA confirmed, Stani, as you probably know, April 1st, 2025 was the first time in league history that multiple former MVPs scored 50 or more points on the same night.
You know, I don't want to be a jerk.
I'm sorry. But no kidding.
Like, no kidding. If two former MVPs have 50 and 60, of course it's going to be the first time it's ever happened on the same night. Like, Evan.
It's never happened.
That's what my point. Of course it hasn't. Of course it hasn't happened that on the same night, two former MVPs score over 50. Like, I get that.
What about that night, like, the... Was it the last game of the season where David Robinson had 72 or something? Wasn't there another big scoring game that night?
It was David Thompson, I believe.
No, but I want to say Shaq on his birthday.
But one of those must not have been an MVP.
Yeah, but Hugh's point is, like, it's pretty rare.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I would expect it to be super-duper rare.
Right, which captivates last night in totality, just in the association, the two guys did what they did. One getting a 60-point triple-double in Jokic, and then Steph going for 50.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, quietly, there's a lot of MVPs in the league right now.
Yeah, I'm just saying, when I heard that, my first thought was, yeah, that makes sense. On the same night, two particular players, that's all.
Really going to hurt when Shea gets that MVP, though.
It's almost like they got to just give it to somebody else.
By the way,
that was an incredible. You didn't ask, Donnie, I'm going to tell you. Because you kind of lighten up on Joker. You're on him early, like early Giannis. But everybody know that dude is incredible.
Mm. Good analysis.
If you want to just give him another MVP, go ahead. I would have no problem.
Yeah, I got to give it to Shea this year. Because they're the best team, and he's by far the best player on that team. Yeah. Evan. It was another historic night by Curry last night.
When is it not?
Well,
at 37.
This is how I want to set up this segment. Then we'll get to some calls. Do you know offhand all the things that he did last night? At least a couple of them, because something else happened last night. He also received another honor that I don't know if you're aware of. But ones you're aware of.
I got it.
I forget the other player, but he's. I think the only guy to have like 50, 10, 9, and then with the 5 steals.
Yeah.
He got his 15th 50-point game, which passes Rick Barry for second all-time in franchise history. Wilt's got 105, but that's neither here nor there. He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for most 40-point games in NBA history.
Yes. There's
now
one
top
more.
10 all-time. And he passed Klay Thompson for most games with 12 or more three-pointers in NBA history, because he has 4.
Right. And then there was some with Jerry West.
He passed him for all-time.
And he passed him for all-time points. Yeah. 25th
there you go.
Career.
The logo.
But of all those things.
Where are you going?
He received another honor last night from Matt Steinmetz. And this is the way I look at it, Goo.
That jersey working.
I can't speak to Wilt Chamberlain. But I have a list, if you will, of the greatest players I've seen in my lifetime.
Wow, okay.
The greatest
players. How many are on this list?
I have 6 now. I have a starting 5 and a 6th man.
Oh, this ought to be
and then
good.
I'll have to figure out
this ought to be
who
great.
Fills out the roster.
Number 1.
The greatest players in my lifetime. Kareem, Bird, Magic, Jordan, LeBron, Curry.
In that order?
No. The order has also been changed. I'm going to field the greatest team in my lifetime. And so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start Curry at 1.
All right.
I'm sorry. I'm going to start Magic at 1.
Irvin.
I'm going to play Curry at 2. Jordan at 3. Bird at 4. Abdul-Jabbar at 5, and I'm bringing LeBron off the bench because if you bring him off the bench, he can sub for anybody. He could sub for any of those guys. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
You're filling the Curry, and it's rightfully so. I mean, I got him as my number 1 point guard. You didn't ask, but I'm not mad at that list.
So
he's incredible, and he's still going.
Those are the 6 greatest players I've ever seen.
Wow.
And then followed up by, you know, I'll put Kobe in there, Duncan in there, Akeem in there, but that's where I kind of ran out.
This is how we know that you were once a fan.
Of?
You got Bird over LeBron?
Yes.
I'll let you take that, Evan.
Absolutely.
In your starting five?
Yes. Absolutely.
Woo!
Because, but you understand how you could get some blowback for that.
That's fine.
Yeah.
And it's blowback. I bet it's blowback from people that have never seen Bird. It's simple. And by the way, if you've never seen Bird, I advise you to watch Celtics Town.
Well, dude, I got it on deck.
It's pretty good.
Propaganda.
Pretty good.
He's just trying to mess with you.
That's fine.
Hey, something real quick's happened, because you do this all the time. So Evan left the control room. Carter Chickering, over the loudspeaker, said, "Steiny, check your phone."
Yeah.
Left me out. And I got to tell you, I'm just kind of curious as to what was on your phone. Because this is what you would do and ask. What was it?
I'll tell you.
Yeah. You should be able to remember.
I'll tell you, nose.
Yeah.
He texted me this. The league's probe will also look into a gesture by Warriors guard Buddy Hield.
Oh, he has no priors. Buddy, you'll be fine. What is Ja doing?
No, what are you doing? Now address Carter's text. I felt left out. Well, now you know.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate you being honest.
Okay. Yeah. Jealousy doesn't become anyone. Caleb in Livermore.
Our man.
What's up, Caleb? I'll bet you they didn't teach you charges when you were playing AAU.
And he's never scored 50 either, Caleb, I got to believe.
Sonny, back at it again, man. You just want to get me riled up, huh? That's what we're doing?
Nah, we're having a fun day today. Why not?
Hey, there you go. But, Guru, man, Steiny, are we on cloud 10, 11, or 12 today after that win? How you feeling?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
I feel like that's the one they had to have. I thought it was a high-level game. Mm. It was a great game. They deserved it. They got contributions from everybody they needed to. It was a best win of the year. Best win of the year. But it's only one out of four, so now we move on.
And, Caleb, for me, this is what it has to look like. Jimmy Butler is not the one. He's the 1A, and that's fine. Steph Curry, we go as far as Steph takes us, and he showed me one night, Caleb, that he still can do it, and I'm excited, and I don't think a lot of teams want to face the Warriors and the problems they possess in a series. So I'm standing on that.
There you go. We need Guru's the chef. We need that sound. Look, two little things before I go into my thing. It'll be quick. You guys need to get off Russ, man. Come on.
We love Russ. We love Russ.
Man, y'all caught it, Russ. Hey, look, it was bad, but come on. That's first ballot, man.
Caleb, let me ask you this.
Which was worse,
going for the layup and missing or fouling at the buzzer?
Nah, fouling at the buzzer is kind of nuts. I'm not going to lie.
Wow, man.
But, and then lastly, Steiny, like, you guys just talking about a top five with Bird,
yeah,
and LeBron, all this stuff. Yeah. Kobe? No, where's Kobe?
Nope.
Yeah, he's tripping.
I don't have him.
Wow. Well, all right. Well, you know what? Well, we won't get into that. But, all right, to my topic, look. If the Warriors were to win this championship, let's just play hypothetical. Where would this Jimmy Butler trade go all time in Bay Area lore?
I think it would be number one, Caleb. I think it may be that now. It really may just be that now if they get swept in the first round.
Not Hunter Pence.
But they weren't dead.
What about Christian McCaffrey?
But they had already...
They hadn't won the title, though.
But they had built something. They were a good team. And they'd been to a Super Bowl without McCaffrey.
But
this team was
dead. Jimmy Butler ever once mentioned champion blood?
Well, he's shown it. What you mean mentioned?
Well, Pence said it.
Oh.
So, win two titles with Jimmy,
now,
Caleb.
Hey, Caleb, we get your drift. I get what you're putting down. Stoudy, I think this is a one-off, man. This came at the most. And Steve Kerr said it. He saved our season. Like, that's all you can say. He saved our season. That's a lot right there. And he's telling no lies. And as much as we're just going, call me Josh because I'm giddy over Curry's night, Stoudy, we hadn't even talked about the five steals. Like, damn.
He gambled a lot last night.
And he came and he won.
888-957-9570 is the number. If you want to jump into the conversation, let's talk to Abe in Napa. Hey, Abe, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I'm just so elated about the game last night. And even if they had lost, it was such a good game. That was the best game of the year, in my opinion, as far as the Warriors are concerned. But what I'm going to, I'm glad you brought the subject up regarding Steph, because he is like the most phenomenal person in my lifetime that I've been able to enjoy. And he's in the Bay Area. He's a Bay Area athlete. He's a diplomat. He's just an amazing person. What just a person. So he has fans all over the country because of his personality, and he's just like calmly, passively the best, most phenomenal player I've ever seen in my life. And I think people who don't, if you have the opportunity to go to a Warriors game, make it. Go to that Warriors game. Because if you go to that Warriors game, if you don't, it would be like if you had an opportunity to see Elvis and you didn't go see Elvis and you live in Memphis. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
This guy is so, so beautiful. He's just a beautiful human being, the likes of which I've never seen. Prior to the game, Kerr says, all we want to do is see, all Steph wants is a meaningful, he just wants to play meaningful basketball. After the game, Steph says, all I wanted to do was play meaningful basketball. And when Jimmy came to the game, that's when we started playing meaningful basketball. And so this whole thing, I mean, I can't even believe how happy I am to see what I'm witnessing right now. Because it's just like, it's a miracle to be so beautiful. And I hope that I'm not being abusively emotional.
No, we love it.
I just love these guys. I love this team. And I love what Curry has done and what Kerr is doing to make this probably be our fifth title. I think we can do it, in spite of the horrible officiating.
What?
And even
what are you talking about?
Yeah, Fitzgerald, and even Fitzgerald and
even Fitzgerald. I mean, okay, we know that
they were complaining about that.
Stop. Thanks, Abe. Appreciate it.
I was listening to Evan. They were calling Evan last night, complaining about the whistle.
I'm nipping this in the bud.
Fitz goes, that's what the foul looks like.
Save it.
Stop it.
You guys need to wake up.
That's stupid. Don't say that again.
So we're crying. We're crying because Steph Curry takes 20 three-pointers, and he still gets to the line 8 times. Meanwhile, on the other team,
what we got?
They have probably the best penetrating guard in the NBA.
He went 3 times.
And he goes to the line 3 times. Miss me! Yeah.
What is going on
Thank
here?
You, Bob.
Curry's getting a whistle, the Jimmy Butler effect.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah. He goes, that's what a foul looks like.
Yeah, okay.
You know that one?
Okay.
Was classic.
Okay. Got to the line 8 times. 2/3 of his shots were threes. And the other guy who goes to the basket almost every shot, he didn't get fouled very much. But the Warriors' defense is it's perfect, and the Grizzlies foul. Go ahead.
You're special.
What about the bruises on his arm?
It looked like
the amount
Jesus.
Of times he was on the floor.
Let me tell you something. This is like players you want to get downhill. Okay, look, I got news for you.
And they were using that last night.
Anybody at any position who's played any basketball,
the whelps,
they always have scratches and bruises on their arms.
Not Steph, not
every
Steph.
Player.
Not like you know, Jesus, man.
I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And I got a smile on my face.
It's gotten better. That's why I'm happy. It's gotten better since Jimmy. It has. Evan just gave us that nuggy nug.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of the things I saw. It wasn't reported very much, but when the Warriors traded for Butler, the officials had a meeting and said, well, now let's get Steph to the line more.
Look out now.
And, you know, that's the way the league works. It's fixed. Big Smooth in Oakland.
You got to be juiced.
Hey, Big Smooth, what's going on, man? Let's go.
Hey, guys. First of all, as always, I want to welcome back all the listeners who vowed they would never watch unless Draymond was traded. Welcome back, guys. Love to have you here. Hey, man. Steph Curry. Was that last guy crying?
Was he crying?
Hey, but hey, he was emotional.
Yeah,
Smoothie, don't take Curry for granted, buddy.
I think he shed a tear, man.
He
I
did.
Felt him on that. But anyway.
He deserved it.
Brother was elated, but listen, great game last night, man.
Great Dude. Game.
Goo, I'm out here juiced like I'm playing for the Colts out there in Union City.
Yeah,
but listen, man,
baby.
Todd, I used to pull my hair out with Todd earlier in the season. So I want to call back, man. I want to say, Todd, brother, you have won me over. You even through your bad shooting, brother, you went in there sticking his nose in the places. And also, we got to have Goo Sanchez in that lineup, man. He is a relentless a rebounder. His energy is felt. Hey, I hope they'll find a place for Kuminga. I'm not gonna hate on Kuminga,
right.
But Sanchez has to play. Sanchez must play, man. I'm loving where we are right now. It looks like that fourth spot is obtainable, but it doesn't matter. 4 or 5 is going to play. Looks like we're going head to head against the Lakers.
Man, I don't like that, Smoothie.
There's still some big games.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because listen, if the Lakers, we know that Luka's going to have the ball in his hands. We know it's LeBron, and we're going to make everybody else beat us. I don't think anybody wants to see us right now.
I'm with that.
I don't care who we play.
I'm with you there.
I don't think anybody wants to see us because Steph is we are now loading nuclear Steph. And if Steph goes nuclear, which we know he will,
wow,
and playoff Jimmy, and listen, I trademarked this, playoff Jimmy is a real thing, we're going to win this chip. And I'm not crazy, y'all. Have a blessed day.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate it.
Who is Sanchez?
He's there, a hustle guy, Guy Sanchez.
Well, Santos.
Guy Sanchez.
We got to start jumping in and just give me Santos.
Guy Santos
is pretty good,
too. I'm
looking at Evan like, when they call him up? Big Smoothie, we get you. But to the caller 2 callers ago, it's what I tell you, man. Say this at my funeral, Steiny. Goo told me tomorrow is not promised. Don't take Steph Curry for granted.
Okay.
And I've said this before this outburst.
I know.
He's 37.
You're out of material.
It ain't, oh my goodness. Steiny, it's just, take a step back.
Okay, I'm going to take a step back.
Take
and tell
two.
You, and
this dude
and
still
bring
has
this up.
It. Yeah.
Okay, so we've been doing this for an hour and 40.
Okay.
You've come out, and already I marked it down. 3 times, you're like, Steiny, they can win a title.
We got to have
You mentioned
Sanchez.
That 3 times. Fine. And you know what? I'm not going to rob you of that. But then when Smoothie goes, it looks like we may get the Lakers, and you go, oh, no, I don't like that. Like,
you have the least resistance.
Like, you can't have it both ways.
I hear you.
Just
but
like Draymond
in the back pocket of LeBron and Luka.
Okay,
just that, so that
I'm not giving that a
just,
voice. I'm not giving that crap.
So are you saying
voice.
They don't get a whistle?
I'm saying that the reffing is fair as fair can be.
All right, Dibs.
You guys are the poorest winners I've ever
Please.
Dealt with. You're just like Draymond. You can't have it both ways.
But I'm a champ.
In the first half of that game, he gets called for a foul, and he starts complaining, and I'm thinking, okay, mouth, then go review it. Then go ask for the review. Twirl the finger, Draymond.
Yeah.
But he didn't twirl the finger because he knew he fouled.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets to complain even though he knew he fouled the guy. That's all. It's a double standard. That's all. Just a little hypocrite.
12 okay. assists for Dre. 10 rebounds.
Triple-double.
Yeah.
Triple-double. Suzette.
Hey.
Hi, Suzette.
It's always fun game.
Yeah, I made it after the third call.
Sweet.
My phone, I guess, wasn't working, but thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Goo, I love you. You're like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get with Goo.
Wow.
But I love my Goo.
That's I love you back.
You know what? The Warriors are like that this year, too. You know, I mean, I commend them for winning last night, and I was hoping they would take advantage of the Grizzlies because the Grizz played the Celtics the night before. And I was like, you know, in regards to Kuminga, I'm just like, you know, he's not here, so we just got to just move on. As far as Buddy Hield, he's an enigma. I can't figure the guy out, but he makes these shots when you need them, thank God, right? And the Warriors were like, you know, the Blues Brothers. They were on a mission from God.
Oh, nice. That's a four.
With Steph Curry, you know, they poked the bear because the last time he played them, I don't think he even made a field goal.
Nice dunk. So oh, a six. He came in seven.
There,
oh.
And then I was waiting for him to spit his mouth guard out last night because when he was with in Bane's face, oh, he was ready to rumble. But he took the high ground. He walked away. And I just want to also commend Moody because you know what? He's not like Paz and he's not like Kuminga. He's not always complaining and throwing up his hands. He puts his head down. He does what he's supposed to do. He doesn't complain. And, you know, I pray that it's sustainable because I really don't want to see the Lakers either.
All right. Fair enough, Suzette. I appreciate the call, and so does Goo.
Man, you've never been called. You never will be called a box of chocolates.
888-957-9570. I'll make it. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Oh, yeah. You know, things are heating up on the basketball court, especially after last night's wonderful Warriors win, and we are watching every second. It's your boy Guru here for Prize Picks, and I've been telling you that Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up 1,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. My go-tos are the player point totals. And if you follow me on TikTok, you know that I'm hot. I'm in the lab studying, and then I get on the Prize Picks app and turn that studying into moolah. Sometime in spring, baseball season is back and it's underway. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the diamond in your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's strikeouts, RBIs, first inning runs, take your pick on more or less for your shot to win up 1,000 times your cash today. Download the app today and use code 957GAME. That's code 957GAME to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for details.